From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There has been a wave of hostage-taking in Iraq. Right now, there are 11 foreigners being held by a number of groups. They include 4 Western peace activists who appeared in a videotape shown today on Al Jazeera television. German television also showed a photograph of a blindfolded German woman being led away by her captors. She works for an aid organization. Iraqi police say the kidnappings are part of a plan to disrupt next month's elections.
For the past several months, the U.S. and Iraqi governments have been trying to bring the Sunni minority back into the political arena. They hope that will drain support from the country's insurgents. There have been periodic efforts to make contact, with limited success. But yesterday, in the troubled city of Ramadi, a gathering took place that a senior U.S. officer called one of the most successful he'd seen in over 2 years. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
One measure of the chasm of mistrust between the Americans and Sunni Arabs in El Anbar province came floating out of the sky Sunday night. Leaflets from U.S. aircraft rained down on the provincial capital Ramadi, inviting residents to a meeting with Iraqi and American officials at a downtown government building. Importantly, it was a two-way invitation. Not only could the Sunni leaders get in, the Americans promised they could leave without being arrested. Marine Brigadier General Jim Williams summed up the American position in blunt language, telling the collected tribal leaders that he had no doubt his message would reach the insurgents in Anbar province. He said the sooner the roadside bombs, or IEDs, stopped going off, the sooner Iraqis could reclaim control over their province.
You have many members in your tribes that plant IEDs, also shoot at our troops. I understand the resistance. However, you must encourage the people in your tribes to not shoot at the coalition forces or provide bombs, roadside bombs, or suicide vehicles. This will only increase the tension.
That comment followed a volley of complaints from the sheikhs, who had come to vent months of frustration and anger at the repeated U.S. military operations. The houses broken into, the people rounded up and taken away, roads blocked, normal life throttled.
I am stating demands here. Our main road is closed. There are American snipers here. This is also the problem of the detainees, the raids, the patrols. All this must be reduced.
The Americans have completely paralyzed the movement of people in my city. The industrial district has been shut down since the end of June.
My brothers, what is our future? 75% of the society is now illiterate. We eradicated illiteracy in the past, but now it is back.
As translators struggled to help the non-Arabic speakers in the audience make sense of it all, it became clear that some of the comments were not merely fault-finding, but urgent calls for a change of course, and in some cases at least, a recognition that the Sunnis need to be part of this new Iraqi government every bit as badly as the government needs them in it.
If the political process fails, then even the withdrawal of American troops will fail, and everything will fail. The good thing is that the Americans say they intend to withdraw. So we need to ask ourselves, who will step into their place?
In the end, there was progress, but no obvious breakthroughs. The tribal leaders agreed to form an Anbar Security Committee to make province-wide proposals in the coming days for improving both the security situation for the military and the living conditions for local residents. General Williams called it a resounding success.
In 2.5 years, you haven't had this discussion at this level. And you know, there's probably a lot of people in there that are up to their shoulders in blood. But, you know, if we get the reduction of IEDs, of indirect fire, mortar fire, rocket fire, then that's telling me they're having an effect with the community out there. And that's essentially what this groundbreaking meeting was about.
But everyone here seemed to realize that a groundbreaking is followed by a long and sometimes difficult period of construction. Even as one Ramadi resident took advantage of a nearby translator to complain to an American lieutenant colonel about how the Marines were making Ramadi unsafe, insurgent mortar rounds exploded in the background.
They called downtown Ramadi in sections. We have to be across the checkpoint and to jihad.
Who just did that? That was not us. No. Let me talk. That is incoming from insurgents against the people of Ramadi.
It may be that someday this gathering will look like the beginning of a break between Sunni leaders in Anbar province and the insurgency. But today it was back to business as usual in Anbar. A U.S. military patrol survived a suicide car bombing in the western part of the province, and discovered three more car bombs nearby. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.